This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How we doing?
How are you doing?
Doing good.
Ronnie said hello.
Ronnie P. Love you.
Walk us through that touchdown.
Yeah, fourth and two. Appreciate Coach for trusting us. Really had a play for man. Could have checked out of it. You know, they held a pretty good man look. They dropped out into zone. Again, just trying to create and keep the play alive. There was a crease and just trusted the feet.
What was the play supposed to be?
Yeah, it's a man concept where Khalil, you know, if there's a man on the left side, we fly the back, try to create some eye candy, if you will, run him through the line. It's just like a mesh play. And again, they had a – oh, I don't like that. Can you just hear that? Thank you. They went zone, so just made a play.
Josh, were you guys thinking in that situation that you were going to have to get seven?
Anytime you give the ball back to Pat and that offense, you know, down six with the game on the line, you know, I'll tell you what, they like their odds in that situation. So wanting to get six or seven to try to make it a two-score game, and you know, our defense bowed up there at the end, and a heck of a play by TB.
Josh, care to talk about in clutch situations your will to want it more than anybody's want to be?
Yeah, again, I'm going to do anything and everything that I can do to help this team win football games, and sometimes it's, again, handing it off, sometimes it's throwing it, sometimes it's running it. So whatever I'm asked to do, I'm just trying to do to the best of my ability.
It's so familiar for you playing big games against this team. What does this mean at this juncture of the season?
It means we got to 9 wins. I know it's from perception, outside perception, it's a really big game, and what it means for both fan bases and the league. We're in week 11. You know, we're 9-2. Last time I checked, 9 wins probably doesn't get you in the playoffs. So, you know, going into this bye week, you get to enjoy ourselves a little bit, but coming back ready, you know, a hungry team and just trying to go 1-0.
Josh, pre-snap, looked like you were making a number of checks. And I know Sean's been praising your command of the offense. Joe's been praising your command of the offense. Is that where you feel like it's showing up most, is pre-snap and the way you're seeing defenses before it moves?
Yeah, I think we're doing a good job in the quarterback room. You know, that starts with Joe, obviously, but it trickles down to RC, Mitch, Shane, Mike, Lubes, and Shermer. So, you know, it takes everybody in that room to give good looks in the meeting room, in practice. You know, it takes a village to get a job done, and I appreciate those guys more than they know in terms of just helping me see things at a very quick pace and just rolling with it. And, again, Joe's out there calling comfortable plays. So, yeah, we're just trying to go out and execute.
There was a social media clip that caught on camera after the game, Patrick Mahomes saying to you about, you know, we'll see you again, obviously a reference to the playoffs. What's your mindset with regard to that? I know.
Yeah, given our history, we tend to meet in the playoffs. So, again, we're not there yet. We'll focus on that when we get there. But we got a bye week and then, you know, tough team coming here, I believe. San Francisco coming here? Yeah, so.
Curtis Samuel involved today, but then also the return of Cooper. Just can you deal with those two guys separately there?
Yeah, you see the catch that Coop made early on in the game, set us up for a touchdown. It's a heck of a play. And then Curtis making plays and utilizing his speed and making guys miss. Still feel like I missed him on a couple throws, and you know there's a few ones that I want back. And again, we'll come in tomorrow, figure it out, and try to get better from.
This is touchdown. That was the 11th different pass catcher to catch a touchdown from you this season. With all the injuries you've dealt with in that unit, what does it say about them to continue to find ways to score points?
Yeah, guys staying ready. I know Curtis hasn't had the amount of success that he's wanted in this offense so far, but he's been as consistent as possible. He works his tail off. I trust him implicitly. I threw the ball and I got flipped upside down, and as I was getting up, I put my hands up because I knew he was going to score. But again, sometimes it's your day, and we're going to have to utilize him going forward because when he has the ball in his hands, he's very, very dangerous playmaker. And I just commend him for how hard he's been working and the composure that he's had throughout the entire season.
How about Ryan Vandermark? He stepped in today for the injured Spencer Brown. What did you see from him and his big start?
Yeah, very, very proud of him. Again, just a guy that loves football, loves his teammates. He works his tail off. And he cares so much about this game. So it was very cool to see him go in there and play as well as he did. I don't know, did we have any sacks today? I don't think we did. So, again, did we?
Nope.
Okay. Throw him in there, and, it didn't seem like we missed a beat.
Josh, how would you describe your level? Go ahead, Mook.
Josh, how important was time of possession and being efficient on third down today?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, the better you can be on third down, typically the better team you're going to be. Moving the chains, time of possession is so big against this type of team and offense. Keeping it away from them as much as possible because you never know what's going to happen when the balls are, the ball's in their hands. So, again, just trying to convert and execute every play call.
Do you have a way of putting into words your level of trust with Khalil?
Yeah, I mean, just throw it to him. Seems like he comes down with everything. Felt like I could have put that one in front, that last third down one, a little bit in front, so he didn't take a shot like that. But he's as tough as they come. He just gets the job done. Thank you, guys.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.